You know, on this show, sometimes we talk about knocking back a few cheap beers and other times stepping it up with some good liquor. But there are other times right in between when you don't want hard liquor, but you do want to take it up a notch. And for those days, it's Any Day Rosé. This rosé cider is a masterfully blended recipe of West Coast apples, rosé wine, and Cascade and Citra hops. That's right. And it's got an alcohol content of 6.9% with only 120 calories and 1 gram of sugar for you watching your waist. And it's the real stuff. Most of these other big box brands claiming to be a rosé cider don't even have real rosé in them. Don't ever be fooled again. Right now, visit anydayrosé.com/anchor and use the promo code ANCHOR to get 15% off your order and free shipping. That's anydayrosé.com/anchor, promo code ANCHOR. And please remember, drink responsibly.
Oh, I'm telling you right now.
Damn, you ain't telling me nothing.
Damn.
Are we on the air?
Yeah, we are.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of...
Too Good Liquor Cheap Beer?
Beer!
There it is. All right, came in.
Beer. Imagine. We are your hosts.
We got the timing. My name is Joel.
My name is Scenario.
That's Good Liquor Cheap Beer. We are episode 11.
Ooh, yeah.
Coming in hot. Imagine. Ooh, we are coming in hot. And you thought it was over. Imagine. When did we think it was over? When did we know it started? Imagine.
What is it?
Nah, dude. Who it's like it? You thought we were gone for the holidays, but we're actually still here during the holidays. We didn't have an episode on Monday. All right, good liquor, cheap beer. He's bringing me back to the beginning of the show, and I like that.
I got it cracked.
So, like, GLCB, what does it mean, and what do you do, and who the hell are you?
Imagine. CBDs?
We already told.
CBD.
It's the ape with this. Wait, whoa, what about that one?
GLCB.
That's a different show.
Good liquor, cheap beer. We stand for good liquor and cheap beer.
It's pretty simple.
Yeah.
It's a sports hip hop news.
Yeah.
They're like,
well,
how
sports
does
hip hop news is the hashtag. So you can hashtag that. Catch the little episode.
It's like, how does good liquor, cheap beer mean sports hip hop news? It doesn't.
Don't you ever get it confused.
It never has, never will. No, so like, all we do is, imagine all we do. Now, what we do for this show is we like hang out and we talk some sports. We chill out and we hang out and we drink a little beer. Imagine
hanging out.
There it is.
Well, no.
I don't know about all that one. But maybe you do.
No,
imagine,
but yeah,
maybe we do.
Like a cheap beer because you sometimes want to have some good liquor and be fancy and just be proud of yourself and, like, you know, have a nice cigar or whatever.
Oh, that's
it is.
Right. But you're not too good
right
for
now,
that cheap beer. Right.
Sometimes you like to be like stone cold.
And for those of you in the podcast, in the podcast world with the headphones on or the podcast in the car, he really clanked the beers together and they spilled all over his lap. Imagine.
All over my chest.
And that was planned. That was part of it.
But yeah, no, it's about like not being bougie if you don't got to be.
Back to the idea, back to the thought.
And it just so happens that we love sports and hip hop.
It just so happens.
Like to keep up with the news every once in a while.
You know, just a little bit. And so we are here, Good Liquor Cheap Beer, episode 11. I hope you're enjoying it. And if you are not, well, then I'm sorry. Imagine. Well, you're going to have to deal with it. No, I'm just kidding. Go back and check out the old episodes if you haven't checked them out.
Yeah.
Spotify, Instagram. What, Instagram? Actually, the visuals are on there.
Yep.
They're on Instagram, Facebook.
At Good Liquor Cheap Beer.
That's
four
right.
Words in one.
Everything's at Good Liquor Cheap Beer.
True that.
It's consistent, makes
Facebook,
it easy. All that
except
stuff.
Except Twitter. Twitter for some reason, because it's like it didn't want us to have like the full name. So
it's too
like
big.
GLCB
it's
show.
Too long.
So
that's what she said.
Hold up. I got a secret. All right, just kidding. All right, check it out.
It's like big old like it's like you build it up too, and it's like
So today is a very special episode because we started on Wednesdays. Then we went to Mondays, and now we're back on Wednesday.
Back on a Wednesday.
Like,
we're pretty much just trying to trick you. It's a surprise.
Who knows when we'll find out.
Trying to keep you off. Make sure you are on your toes.
Yeah. Make the listeners do more work.
Get you when you're off guard.
Let's make you guys work and figure out when we're on.
But guess what? It's like no matter what, you can always go back and listen to the podcast
on
Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you want to, wherever you listen to your podcast, we are there. We exist. Good liquor, cheap beer. Again, my name is Joel Scenario. We talk about our different stuff. And we were actually last when we were bringing all the subject matter. Imagine we were writing all the subjects down. We were like, what are we going to talk about today? Because
Nathan.
It's been a bit. And we're like, we got nothing. Imagine
Nathan,
it's been a whole week. And we were thinking about Jimmy Boombots.
Ooh, Jimmy Boombots.
It's like I had people emailing me and hitting me up and asking me who Jimmy Boombats was. We clearly
DMs are full.
We clearly did not explain it properly, and we did not say who Jimmy Boombats was.
Who the fuck wrote you and told you?
They were complaining. They have complaints.
I have never heard of this player named Jimmy Boombats.
We're threatened.
You're a fraud. I'll never listen to your podcast ever again.
They wanted to stay anonymous, so I respect anonymity. Imagine, it's like, what? It's like,
monogamous? No,
they did. They want to stay that? Monogamous. And so all that jazz. That's Jimmy Butler.
Homogenous?
Homogenous. Jimmy Boombats is actually Jimmy Butler.
Oh,
imagine shit. If somebody just logged on and they're like, Jimmy Boombats. It's like, actually Jimmy Butler. Like, this is complete nonsense.
Why am I listening? Too much time on the Jimmy Boombats story. So what the fuck happened with Jimmy Butler, man? Everyone's like, what the fuck is going on?
I'm trying to make
Jimmy
it
Butler.
Clear, dude. I'm trying to make it clear because somebody listening in, think about it, casual listener,
true.
You know, tuning in. That's the casual listener.
Like
tuning
this podcast
in.
Looks amazing.
And they're
like,
Jimmy Boombats. And he's like, who the fuck is Jimmy Boombats? And it's like, it's Jimmy Butler. Okay, so Jimmy Butler got traded. He got traded to the Sixers. He's been bugging for a trade.
What?
Been bugging forever. Traded to the Sixers.
It happened. Are you surprised it happened?
I want to say it's a blockbuster trade, and yeah. I want to say that I'm not surprised it happened because he's been complaining like forever.
But I thought
he's been trying to get up out of Minnesota for a while now, and he finally got his way. And I am not surprised. What I am surprised about is, I'm going to tell you, dude, I didn't even tell you this. This is like, I'm actually telling you this for the first time on the air, which is how we like it. Imagine. he talked to me about it before. Yeah. I was really surprised at how little the fucking Timberwolves got.
What did they get?
I mean, they got great players. They got good players. They got Robert Covington and they got Dario Saric.
Oh.
And those are great, like good quality players.
Did they get cash
considerations? I think they got a future second round pick.
Oh, okay.
Like, dude, that's weak. They couldn't even get a first round attached to that.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing though. Like, that's what happens. The price was depressed because he's like,
they waited too long.
Yeah, they waited too long, and everyone knows that, like, he wants to leave. There's stories of him being a pariah. Like, there's stories that, like, first it was like saying that he didn't want to deal with Kat. And he didn't want to
a piranha. Imagine.
He didn't want to. Oh, and then, like, I remember, like, even on the Bulls, like, there was stories of him being a, like, on the Timberwolves, it was Kat. And that's who else? Somebody else that it was a problem.
What problem then, with the team? Well, you told me Wiggins. The last one you said Wiggins was having problems with, and then, I was like, I think Jimmy's having fucking problems with the coach.
Yeah,
I don't think he wants to be there.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
Like, I don't think he ever wanted to be there.
Revisit
like,
because
the Bulls traded him.
Right.
Clearly, Tom Thibodeau wanted him. But dude, like, he was like, I'm pretty sure he was feeling Tom Thibodeau not coaching him anymore. And then he got shipped to the Warriors. And then, I think he doesn't like.
Who
he just
got
didn't like
to the Warriors.
I mean, I'm sorry, he got shipped to the Timberwolves.
Oh, okay.
And then he was back with Tom Thibodeau, and he was all like, "I don't like none
Warriors.
Of that." So I am not surprised. He was complaining about it forever. He finally got his way. Now he's out of there. They didn't get jack shit though, because like I wasn't
surprised at that though.
I thought they could have got way more.
Nah,
you don't think so?
I
dude?
Mean, like, oh, they could have.
I heard other offers. Like, I dude, Jimmy Butler was supposed to be like one of, I mean, he's a prized free agent. He was supposed to be like this offseason. If he would have been that, he would have been right up there with Paul George. And
right.
like, and weirdly enough, to think that those guys are right up there with LeBron as a free agent. Like, we know LeBron is worth max contract money, but would you pay would a max contract player really just get Robert Covington and Dario Saric? That's what I'm saying.
No.
Like, so Jimmy not max?
They're max because
does
like,
Jimmy not crack corn? Does Jimmy not crack?
They're max because that's like the situation because they're the only free agents. So like it looks
supply
like
and
higher.
Demand, huh?
Yeah, supply and demand.
Supply
so, I
and
mean,
demand.
Literally, I mean, I don't know. Jimmy Butler is like great, but he's obviously not in the same tier as a fucking LeBron James.
Yeah.
You know
what about
saying?
Paul George? I guess do you
no
think-
Paul George either.
You don't think he's on the same team as Paul George?
No,
oh, Paul George. Paul George and Jimmy are B-list to,
like, to
LeBron. I agree.
Of course, yeah.
I agree with that.
Or
imagine, I'm going to have to give you a solid agree.
B-list
imagine,
B-list
that's
to,
an
like,
agree.
AD. or KD.
Oh yeah,
like,
dude.
The B list to all those fools. Like,
well, you know who are the other those fools then? I like that. This is like conversation topics.
LeBron James,
get
Kevin
other
Durant.
Conversation topics to branch out from them. Y'all already know what it is for show. Y'all already know what it is.
Arguably. Oh well, okay. So LeBron.
Okay, wait. Go back.
All right. So LeBron, KD. And fucking, who else did I say right now?
I don't know.
Oh, Anthony Davis.
Imagine I was just saying things.
Anthony Davis. those are like, to me, like the obvious, like that's like the top tier.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah.
I mean, they're still part of it, probably.
Anthony Davis.
Kyrie Irving.
Okay.
I would say what about, he's.
Oh, dude, Steph Curry. Tier.
Oh, yeah, Steph.
Westbrook. wait, do you consider Westbrook up there? He hasn't taken his team to the second round?
I used to consider him up there. I think he's still on the level of like Paul George and Butler now.
Those three and one have accelerated the amount of burps we need. We only need two more, three more to really hit our stride. Oh, wait, you had one too, so we're on
Giannis.
Four.
Giannis has catapulted into that high level.
I agree. That's another degree.
Embiid is like an
that's two agrees
an
already.
Arguable one.
Just two more like, than what we usually have.
Just because he's got to stay on the court.
Wait,
the
who
whole
is this?
Season.
Who?
Embiid. He has potential Embiid? To be there, but I don't
yeah,
think
I don't think he's there yet. Well, shit, man. Who knows, man? They might come out of the East.
Yeah. So anyway, those are the guys I would consider like that top tier. I don't know who else.
yeah, I mean, I think for sure Steph Curry will be up there. I know we said that.
Oh, what about Klay? What do you think? Is he in the Jimmy Butler category?
Man, he always comes up. If you guys listen on the podcast,
I think he's in the Jimmy Butler category.
He comes up a lot. Yeah, I think he's on that second tier.
Yeah.
But would you
Which
give
is
him,
an amazing
I
tier.
Always ask you this. Would you give him max money? Would you give...
That's what makes it hurt, because it depends.
Would you give Klay Thompson max money?
It's supply and demand. Like, if that's
if there ain't
what,
nobody
if,
else
if
available?
That's what we have, like, if that's, like, the best agent, and it's just, like, timing and all that,
yeah.
He's going to get a fucking max contract, like...
He will.
You know what I'm saying? So
if he's just the only one available,
it's like if you're the unlucky team that has to go for
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. You know it's funny. You just brought up something that like you said like he should get max money. I mean, you would get max money if it's supply and demand. That's like I feel like what happened to Melo a couple years ago when he signed that max contract. He was the only like there were only like a handful of superstars that were free agents.
So he wasn't at that level, you think?
At anymore? That point? Nah. I felt like New York was overpaying. I knew they were overpaying.
Yeah. He was already falling off.
And when he came here to
Denver Melo was Denver Melo, but
yeah, no, Denver Melo was handling his business.
Denver
and actually
was top tier.
First run New York Melo, like not that he had a second run, but I guess his first couple of years with New York, they were balling.
Yeah.
And they were balling with J.R. Smith and was Chandler still on the team, I think, at that time?
Yeah.
Tyson. They made it to the second round.
I got Tai-Tai.
Yeah, they made it to they made it to the... I'm fucking dying over here. They made it to the second round of the playoffs. And that's at that time Melo was worth a max contract and he got one during that time too.
Yeah, that's true.
But he got renewed for a max contract a couple years back, and since then
that's when Lin-Lin was Jeremy Lin was there, right?
Lin-Lin. I call Lin-Lin.
That's Lin-Lin.
Yeah, that was Lin-Lin. And that was Jeremy Lin. Why am I Lin-Lin? That's Jeremy. Why am I saying Lin-Lin? I've never said Lin-Lin in my life.
On the streets of Lin-Lin. On the streets of Lin-Lin.
Lambda, lambda, lambda.
Shout out.
Like, I think of like Nerds, Revenge of the Nerds.
Like,
yeah, you think
it's just a bunch of gibberish right now.
It's like,
this part of the show where you tune out.
Yeah, because clearly we have. I'm just kidding. No.
But so Melo was there. Linsanity was right?
Dude, no. Well, I was saying like he got a max contract at that time, and then since then he got let go by the Knicks. And then where did he go after that? Did the Thunder pick him up?
Yeah, I think he just went there as a free. No, didn't he get traded there?
I feel like he went to like to the Hawks or something.
Oh,
no, that
yeah, was, you're right.
He went traded somewhere.
He got, but that was after.
Why
Thunder.
Do I not
From
know
the Thunder,
this?
He got traded to the Hawks, and then they released him, and then he signed with the.
Oh,
the
you're right.
Yeah, but I don't remember. I think
so.
Just,
he went to the Thunder. Went
I think
to the
he
Hawks.
Signed with the Thunder, if I'm.
And
not
then
mistaken.
He went to the Rockets, which is that's what it was a nice transition until
ten
we just
games?
Went off somewhere. Else.
10 games in.
And then now they're thinking about letting him go. Did they officially let him go yet?
It's
or there's just a rumors? It's not official yet.
Yeah, but it's more than just rumors. They're like rumblings, like it's expected
all around
like
the league
any minute now.
As
you know
soon
I mean?
As like some Waj dropped a bomb, didn't he?
Yeah.
He's like, drop the bomb on me.
I dropped the bomb.
You dropped the bomb. Waj didn't drop the bomb.
Don't go in that direction ever again.
He's like, Waj did. Toilet bowl humor.
So I'm. So obviously that was one of the questions I have. So Mellow Rockets over, it's a done deal, right?
It's decided. It's a done dilly.
It's a done dilly. I didn't even think Dame Lily.
I think it's a little different.
Oh, we got the fall off guys with Dame Lily.
Take little old Dame Lily.
So where's Mellow headed?
That's a good question.
Top three teams have you heard? What do you think? Or have you already heard, or where do you think he's
going? No, I haven't heard, and I haven't looked, and I don't care. I'm just kidding.
Can't see, can't walk.
I can. That's all horrible.
but supposedly, obviously we've been hearing, we have our fantasy basketball chat.
Imagine we have our fantasy insider
information.
We see Joe. My name is, why would I change voices? It's me. I do have a speculation. I've heard. Imagine I do have a speculation.
What was said in the chat though? Well,
we've been hearing,
right?
That the Lakers might. That's a possibility.
Is that your speculation though? Is that what you're gonna say?
I can see. You know, some people. It is my speculation actually.
Really, you think he's gonna come here?
Yeah, I do. A lot of people. So check it. A lot of people, like you said, like how you. That's five.
Oh,
clearly this is getting interesting.
It's Dame Lily.
Like Dame Lily. Get little Dame Lily. you love that fucking one. I love that. That's hilarious. So just looking at every time.
So
I think it's more of a reality that it could happen than I think more than most Laker fans really think. Like they really believe.
I don't want to believe.
I'll gauge that. See, you don't want to believe, and like I guess I agree. Because the more I thought about it, in our fantasy group text that we have that we're both a part of, right. Me and Scenario, I threw it out. Somebody threw it out there, like, what do you think about the Lakers? What do you think about Malcolm to the Lakers? Right. And I was like, what? I don't know if I hate that. Like, I hate the fact that he's going to take time from the young guys.
For sure.
But I'm gonna play the other side because – I saw the good times of Melo too. I saw him on the Redeem team, obviously.
How many years ago?
I get it. But what made him good at that time, like what made him good was popping shots and hitting open jumpers.
And Kobe was
He can still
great
do
too.
That.
Kobe
he can still
ain't gonna
do
lace
that.
Him up.
I know he ain't gonna lace him up. But Melo at least was just on a team and Dang. Could maybe, I don't know, man. Maybe LeBron could set him straight. Because the whole thing that like somebody brought up a good point in that group text and they were like, if the Rockets don't want him to shoot threes, why would we want him to shoot threes?
But exactly. And not just that.
And I was like, that's a great point. It's hard to argue against that. But I will. If you want me to, I will.
The thing you just said, though, about LeBron being able to do it, then why wasn't CP3 able to reel him in?
Oh, okay. So that's the thing. Like, that was a good point. I was going to dive into that because that's exactly what they said in the group text. They were like, well, CP3.
I don't remember reading that.
Like, or
Mine
like some.
Is an
maybe,
original thought.
Maybe, maybe I just imagined that, like, because I didn't want to get into. I think LeBron. It might be a little different with LeBron than CP because CP is a great leader. He is a great player, and he's still
not on the same tier.
A great player, but he's not on the same tier as LeBron because LeBron can be like, I won chips. Like, you can't tell me nothing.
I like chips.
He'll go, exactly. I love chips too, and I love championships too.
Welcome
Imagine
on.
I like them both. Imagine take that. And the thing with Melo is that he might not listen to Harden and Chris Paul, which is horrible. Why wouldn't you listen? Why wouldn't you go to their? Why would you go to their team and not listen to them? But he might not listen to them, but he's gonna fucking listen to LeBron because LeBron's got the rings, and that's what matters. True. Well, you don't think he would?
No, I'm listening.
Yeah, I really think that he could. He would actually come here, and he might have a chance to contribute. But I don't like the fact that he would take away young guys' minutes.
That's the thing. That's the only way he's gonna contribute.
You is if he saying? Plays, right?
Yeah, like I was reading the LA Times, and I don't know if it was Plash. No, I forgot who it was. I don't know if it was Plashkey or not.
Yeah.
But I was reading the LA Times today, and it was talking about that with Melo, and just like the fact that why didn't he take
six.
Number six? Why didn't he like,
testing the theory?
He should have learned and could have learned from Vince Carter. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's Vince Carter has created such an amazing career.
This is Melo or Iverson we're talking about? Because that would have been really, really good. Like if he. Oh, did you see the? Imagine this wasn't on the agenda, but did you watch the next? Have you been watching that basketball special on Showtime that LeBron, the one that you told me about?
Dude,
Shut Up and Dribble.
I just saved it on my Hulu.
Yeah, hell yeah. I watched the first episode last week, and then this week was the second episode. It was with Jordan. It was really good, dude. Who's it on the started first one? With Jordan. The first one, it pretty much talks about the beginning, like all the, you know, we talk about the political, like, you know, struggle, like political struggles, pretty much like how like the athletes are using, like when they talk about politics, they were being put down, or more specifically, LeBron was put down for talking politics. Oh, yeah. And telling, he yeah, was told to just you, shut up and know, dribble. Like, yeah, yeah. You don't know, get in your, like, be, get back in your place, and you know, like, don't talk, don't speak on those issues.
You don't talk and about those things,
pretty
boy.
Much shut up and dribble is about the history of athletes and, you know, African Americans and minorities,
right,
from the beginning of kind of like sports and the evolution of sports, and the pretty much all the athletes that spoke on those issues, right, through the years. And it starts from the beginning. So the first episode, it goes from the beginning of like basketball players. It pretty much focuses on basketball players. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I was going to say, because like, it would be like Jackie Robinson like and all that. Yeah. Exactly. No, it doesn't touch upon that, but it goes through the basketball. I guess more specifically for basketball, because that
so like Bill Russell and or what?
100%. Yeah, Bill Russell, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Yeah. You know, the other one goes into Isaiah Thomas, Michael Jordan, yeah. Michael Jordan, Isaiah Thomas, Allen Iverson, dude. Like,
oh, that's dope.
Just how far?
I can't wait to watch that,
dude. Because like it's crazy, because when Iverson was balling like that, I knew he spoke to the people. Like, I knew that, because during that time I was such a Laker fan, and when I would ask people like, who do you think is going to win the finals? And I knew that that Iverson team was just Iverson. Like, right. I knew that
obviously
we were going to fucking run them over.
Yeah.
And I knew when I would ask people, and I would ask them like, who do you think is going to win? They would say, I think Iverson's going to win. Yeah. I think the Iverson. And I would be
all
like, why do you think that? And I'm like, you know, he's not going to win the series, but right, you root for him so much because he speaks to the people. Like, right, he speaks to everybody.
Especially way more than Kobe at that time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. Like just like, because even they had another good point when they were talking about the Pistons and Isaiah Thomas, and right, how one of the points that they said was the Pistons and Isaiah Thomas was a reminder to the league that, yeah, there's black players in this league, and not just Magic Johnson black players. There's like black players in this league that they're coming in there and they're playing raw, and like the Pistons. The cool thing is they had like they also had like that white center, like they had white players too,
right,
that were like Detroit was the mindset of like work hard, you know, like, yeah, don't take any like bullshit, like all that shit. But yes, they also talked about that
what's
aspect, that
Lambeer?
Dynamic to it. Yeah.
Lambeer, right?
yeah. Like, so Lambeer, Bill Lambeer.
Yeah.
Man, those guys were badasses. But yes, it talks about all of that. It talks all about like the struggle. It's so good, dude. It's funny because like right now, if people tune in, like they're like, we're having a genuine conversation right now. Like that show is really good, dude. And I was like super down. And I was super stoked because you told me about that show about LeBron. And LeBron actually hit a milestone today.
Oh.
He surpassed Wilt Chamberlain in the list of all-time scorers, dude. And he's climbing the ranks, dude. And I was going to tell you, last time when we brought it up, when you brought it up and you were like, dude, do you think he's going to pass Kobe? And it was 2,000 points off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I did the math. He really only has to score like 20 points.
It's not that far off, yeah.
It's like every game for right, like a year and a half, 2 years.
And I think, when was that episode? Like, that was last week?
That was a few weeks ago. A few weeks ago.
And I think, honestly, I think the verdict is still out.
Imagine, but I crunched the numbers, bro.
But the thing is like, we still fully don't know, like, what is his role, like, scoring-wise with the Lakers. Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
So that's
you're
why,
right.
That's why we didn't really know, and we still kind of
he's
going
to have to carry a heavy load this year, at least.
It was,
but you mean, like, for the long term, right?
Yeah, for the whole season and then another season or however long it takes.
Totally.
So that's the thing. It's like, you have to look at that. So
definitely have to look at that.
Maybe in a couple months, then we can kind of say, oh yeah, it's for sure getting crushed, or
yeah, I would say probably like even next year it'll tell us. Like,
yeah,
imagine you like obviously next year, but dude, if he's killing it. Wait, don't you have him in fantasy? Don't you have him on the fantasy? In
I
fantasy
will
basketball?
Not talk about anything fantasy with you.
You're
ever,
pissed.
Imagine?
You're mad.
I'm
fucking mad.
I'm
mad with my fantasy team right now, and I'm mad with my decisions. And I kept telling Scenario when we were setting up that I'm freaking mad. I want to express myself on how mad I am, but I cannot.
But we're opponents.
Because we're opponents. And if I tell you why I'm mad, you're going to go out there and value that player that I'm mad about more. And I know that's why you don't want to tell me why you're mad, right?
I mean, I keep it to myself. Imagine certain things you don't talk about.
You're in first place too.
Religion, politics, and fantasy.
Fantasy yeah. sports. That is very true.
Yeah, man.
I agree. And you're killing it, dude. You're in first place.
I guess.
Good job.
It was very early.
Good
in
job,
season.
Bro. What how you trying to prove, Evan? What are you trying to prove, bro?
How many weeks are we in? Like 4 or 5?
Yeah, that's true.
So, any shit yet?
I'm like we'll losing see. Right now, man. Imagine. We'll but you know, I'm chilling. My back and my arms hurt because I have so much jewelry. Imagine. So many rings. I got to rest. Imagine. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm chilling.
Like
no, my team's doing bad. But imagine. But what else is new?
My back's aching. But dude, real quick, that's really dope about LeBron passing that milestone. But
their jerseys look dope too.
I still want to just real quick backtrack to his
yeah,
homie.
Yeah, yeah.
To homie. So tell LeBron, me. You saying that LeBron could potentially change Melo. So that's
okay,
one possibility.
We go
right?
back. Okay.
The thing is, like you said, he may take away time from the young kids, and I don't like that.
Yeah,
but
we don't like
thing,
that one.
Dude,
we don't like that one.
Supposedly, these are the three up-running teams. It was announced today. And these are, I guess the only, they're saying like the only realistic possibilities.
Six.
Three teams.
Six.
So that was seven,
six.
Bro. Pelicans.
Nine. What?
Pelicans, Trailblazers, and Lakers. So they're saying that those are the three teams.
Those are realities.
Yeah, that those are the three teams, and that
dude, I think
three,
it's coming to the Lakers, dude. I'm telling
three,
you, bro.
The Lakers is the most awkward fit.
They said that.
Yeah, it's some dude. We always have this channel.
Yeah, because you know what? It's true. What do you want to credit him? Imagine you want to credit
the
source.
Credit him in a moment.
Let's see. Yeah, because I think that. It doesn't make any sense because it's not conducive to where our team should be going and should be on track for right now. As far as like, we need the young guys to just keep playing. And you're so right. He's gonna take away minutes from the young dudes, and that's what's gonna be the crappy part. What if he plays good though? If he played good, would you want him to play over the young guys?
I mean, if we have a shot for a championship, of course.
That's the only reason. Like to have him in there,
yeah.
Because there'd be dang. Because other than that, you need to use that time
Ingram,
to develop.
I don't want him to stunt Kuzma. That's very important.
It's going to take time.
Do you
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
He's
going to
play four,
and then it's like,
and he can't play the five. He's fucking tall, and he can't even play the five.
Yeah, dude. So he can't even play defense. So
dang.
That's the thing, dude. He's like, he's not really making
dang.
It easy for.
What
teams
up with
to
all
just,
them books?
What's up with all them books? I don't know why I sang it. But that's the thing, dude. So I don't know.
Why didn't
we'll,
you?
We'll see what's up with Melo. I don't necessarily want him here. But I think, dude, if the Pelicans are Trailblazers, especially Pelicans, who's their three anyway? They're three or four. So it's like,
yeah, I don't know.
Randall, the 4 and 5 AD, probably put him, stick him in the three or the on the bench.
I feel like, yeah, I feel like he only makes, well, I don't know. Maybe
I think he could contribute better there.
You think he'll make better sense there? Because he can help them out a little bit. But I mean, why couldn't he help us out just the same? Like, I don't know. Are the Pelicans going to be a higher seed?
Like, where are the minutes coming from? That's the thing.
I don't know.
I hate that.
Fuck,
I
know. Because I'd rather Tyson Chandler like get burned too. Because back up the five.
Fuck yeah.
And it's like you got those two guys pretty
I'd
solidified.
Use that spot that would be potentially Melo's spot for another fucking center. Like
another big guy.
Why not? You can always have a couple big guys.
Is LeBron playing the four right now? He is, obviously, right?
Yeah, he's playing the four. He's playing the four.
Oh wait,
because we got JaVale.
No. Kuzma's playing the four. I think JaVale's playing the five, and Kuzma's playing the four, and LeBron's playing the three. Mm-hmm. I think so. I don't know who's too. I think
right.
LeBron's playing. I think Lonzo's playing the one.
Honestly, that's the thing. I can't even keep up with the lineups.
I forgot who's two.
I haven't been.
Ingram's two.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, we got so much talent, dude.
That's what's dope. And
we got to get him
Jack
time.
Jack Skellington Ingram is like so tall and lanky.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
So great. I'm so happy. Because
he's
sticking
good.
Fucking limbs out there and just
he's, yeah,
shit.
He's playing good, man. He's
yeah.
looking good.
I am very stoked. What do you think about Tyson Chandler? That was new
I'm
since the last
very
episode,
happy,
man.
Dude. I picked him up in fantasy because I thought he was going to play pretty good this week. He already failed me today. played good for the team, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Don't get me wrong, but in fantasy, you care about other things. Imagine. Yo, I sometimes find myself, if you play fantasy in any aspect, you play football, whatever.
I want the best teams.
You find yourself like rooting, even if it's your hometown. Team, you'll root for even if like if you have a player on the other team, you'll be like, I want my team to win, but I want that guy to get his too. Like, I want him to do pretty good. And it's like, yeah, today I was watching the game and the jerseys look pretty good, man.
I was about to ask you, what'd you
yeah,
think about that shit?
I liked them, man. I
really
you know when they showed them on the picture.
The pictures look crap.
It, you know, I guess I wasn't that excited either, but yeah. I'm such a fucking Laker fan that I was like, looks pretty good. You could put a fucking Laker logo on a piece of shit, and yeah. I'll be like, that's a pretty good piece of shit.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. True that. That's some quality piece of shit right there.
I think like
that.
I was like liking him at first because I didn't want to like agree with everyone. That
I mean, what do you think Kwame Brown was?
But you can't polish a turd. I just if you want to get first.
That was rude, huh? Imagine, yeah, was that rude? I call him a piece of shit.
It was rude to be.
I'm so sorry. I bet you another tear fell down after Jordan. Wow. Tear that where he insulted him. Confidence. Imagine. Just kidding. I'm so sorry. Damn. I was mad at that
you're
time.
You're hurting his confidence.
It ended up getting us Pau Gasol, so I guess that's not too bad, yeah, right?
And finger battles.
You know, I thought that was going. Every time you say finger battles, I feel like that's going somewhere else. Somewhere else. Imagine, and I was like, I like his style.
I like it.
Hey, yo, Dame Lily. Hey. Get loud like Dame Deli.
D'Antoni coughs and reporter asks if he has the same illness as Melo. Wow.
What?
Reporting this on ESPN. Wow, I'm literally dude. Just seeing this right now, and I'm about to get you that writer.
And does he laugh?
I'm gonna get you that writer.
Does he laugh?
I have no idea. I'm about to find out.
Watch imagine, video. Is he laughing right
on
now?
There.
I didn't. But am I laughing right now?
Anyway, dude. So I don't know. I thought the jerseys looked pretty cool. I watched the game for like maybe 5 minutes. And I was like, I wish I could watch.
That was
more.
Enough for me to assess no, everything.
I was at the gym and it was just like in the corner. So
sat down 5 minutes, processed it. I was good to go.
Yeah, man. So I watched like 5 minutes of it, and then and I looked at the jerseys and I was like, oh shit, those are the ones that mm-hmm. I was like talking shit on. I thought they were pretty cool. LA, they're pretty cool, Max.
Yeah, there was. You know, David Ortiz, dude. I saw Keenan on freaking SNL this weekend, and he was playing David Ortiz, and he was
probably hilarious.
Freaking hilarious, dude. He's like, Big Bobby. Hey.
Wow.
Everything. It's so freaking hilarious. I was like, that's funny. But
when you asked me about the jersey.
Well, when I saw the jersey, it got me thinking about like, you know, what jerseys look dope and like through the years, dang. Like all the favorite jerseys I liked. And I wanted to ask you, dude, and thank you for reminding me. I wanted to ask you, like, you know, any sport. Thank you for making it harder on me. This is Jesus. What was your favorite jersey, like of all time? Like, you know, your favorite. It doesn't have to be like the best. It's all subjective, anyways.
I know.
And it's like, what were some of your favorite? I have one that's on the top of my head right now, the tip of my tongue. Imagine, I want to know what you think.
I
can be a jerk sometimes.
Like a traditionalist. So like, you know, I like the fucking OG like Dodgers jerseys, which OG for me, like the 80s, is like that gray jersey with the red numbers and the blue, like Dodgers across the chest.
Okay.
Los Angeles. I love the Lakers jerseys from the Showtime era.
Okay, how about not LA team? Right. I'm going to make it harder for you.
Okay, no, that's good then. I'm glad. That actually makes it easier for me. So, that one had throw up. No, but I think actually that makes it easier.
It was lucky number 8. Imagine like, that's not lucky.
I have,
it is for me.
How many can I say?
You
just got to do one.
just going to give one? You a list. Right. Yeah, give me your top 3. I only got one, but it's shit. If you got so many, give me the top 3.
No, you tell me.
Just give me the light.
So what's yours?
Give me I'll give you mine.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's
that
not LA.
Three. Yeah.
This is so funny cuz some people hated it and I loved it. Guilty pleasure jersey. Mm. The Raptors dinosaur jersey.
Ooh.
I love that one. The T-Rex one.
Jersey.
Yeah, it was like even funnier. It was like kids' toys, Jurassic Park
so why
jerseys.
Do you like that?
I don't know. It's a sign of the times. Like it was the 90s, like at late 90s, early 2000s, and it was like it's
color scheme too.
It's more 90s to me than 2000s, and I think it was out during the 2000s, early 2000s, because Vince Carter would rock them. Oh, when
purple
they really came out,
red.
Yeah, when they really came out was the 90s. Damon Stoudemire used to rock them, and to me that was it's pretty nostalgic, like that because it was just like I was super young and just like watching the Raptors, and I really liked Damon Stoudemire, and I just thought they were super funky. And I remember back then everybody hated them.
Man.
Everybody hated those fucking jerseys. And then like through the years it started getting cooler. So that is really cool.
That
and,
is neat.
I like those. Imagine. So which one what would you say would be your favorite jerseys that weren't LA?
Alright, so two of them are basketball. Well, one of them was.
I got another one. I'm going to think of another one, too. It's good.
So, one of them was going to be the blue elephant.
Let's do that for a little bit. That'll work for a few minutes.
One of them was.
Which one was that? My second favorite civil engineer. My second.
I thought hurricane season was over. I was gonna say the blue Lakers jerseys, but since it's not LA, so I really like the Denver jerseys. I've always loved the Denver jerseys with the like rainbow across them.
Oh,
I
that one's the dope.
And shit.
Yeah.
That shit is always looks super cool to me. I've always really wanted one of those. I'll probably get one eventually once I got money to just fucking splurge on jerseys again.
That's the thing.
That's one. Another one would be I really love the Cavs jerseys that are blue and gold with like that script that's kind of like they look like UCLA jerseys kind of.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know which ones you're talking about.
I love those.
For some reason, I always imagine Varejao, Anderson Varejao. Anderson Varejao. Varejao. You know why we called him?
Varejao Sands.
That's what I was thinking of. We always called him Varejao in NBA 2K for no fucking reason. Varejao. I don't know why. Maybe it was Rex.
It's all Varejao.
Rex. It's Varejao for sure. Like,
Varejao.
I don't know why. He would call Artest somebody else
Rex
too.
Rex Test.
Rex Test. Yeah, that's right. We would call Artest Rex Test. Rex didn't call anybody our test.
It's all him.
It's like we called our test like, Rex.
Who the fuck is Rex?
And someone we went so far to change our test name.
You don't know Rex?
The crowd's like, I really want to know who Rex is. If you Rex. Email us after, we will send Rex. We will connect you with Rex. Hey, Rex.
If you email us after, we'll send you a portrait.
What up, Rex? By the way, shout out Rex. Thank you for letting us use your name on the fucking podcast.
If you email us after, I'll send you his second grade portrait. It's like, what?
Second grade pro.
I have it.
We have the second grade one specifically, too. That's really good.
What the fuck was I going to tell you, though?
He's really cool.
The third and final of my favorite jerseys.
This is it. No more.
Imagine the third and final. The third and final one would have to be the Astros jerseys from, like, the 80s, I think. And it used to be, like a V-neck jersey.
Night!
You know what I'm saying? And it has, like, the star. And it's, like, the star's, like, super, like, 70s. Like, I don't know. Like,
different shades. Was that the Astros?
Yeah, the Astros.
Okay, yeah, that was a good one.
Even though now it's
you had Astros, that. You had the throwback. Did you say that? Did you say that? Yeah, you have that throwback.
Love it.
Did you say you had the throwback already? All right, yeah, you have.
You put me on blast. Now everyone's gonna want my
I did
throwback.
Not want to talk
it's
about
on
my
sale
purchase.
Now on eBay.
Whoever wants
$5,000. Like,
or best offer. Or best offer. Fine. That's so funny.
Or you can give me BO. It's okay. Like, what?
Or you can take BO. Either you pay me $5,000 or you take BO.
So I went to Red Rabizi today. And I had some
unlimited
fries.
Wait a minute, I didn't get to sell you my other jersey. Oh. Imagine that.
I was all ready to segue.
No, right, no. You know what? It's not even that good of a jersey, but I have to tell the listeners at this point. Imagine, funny enough, imagine the funny thing about that is one of my favorite jerseys is an LA jersey, so I guess I can't say it.
No, you can.
But it's a Angels jersey. So it's the California Angels jersey.
Wah, wah, wah.
No, total failure.
I'm just kidding.
It's the one with just the C and the A. Was it the C and the A from with the halo?
Mm-hmm.
I really like those jerseys.
On, like, the left,
yeah, because that was when like the Angel fans like knew their place. I'm just kidding. That's when the Angel fans.
That's when Chili Davis was there. And had
that's
chili
when
dogs.
Chili Burgers.
And Derrick Rose.
That's
burger.
When Chili Dogs was on the team. That's when Chili Burger had the Chili Dog. I just speak in chili.
Oh, this is fucking great. Brought to you by Hormel Chili.
Brought to you by Wiener Schnitzel. But dude, I swear I want Wiener Schnitzel so bad.
Talking about Wiener Schnitzel for the last 5 days.
I am going to hashtag. Man, I'm gonna at them and I'm gonna be like, we shouted you out on here. Please give me food.
give me the schnitzel. My next thought is that right now I can get 2 for $5. And I'm just kidding. It's like, just kidding. Imagine everyone's gonna be there and they'd be like, I fucking heard you look at your beer and it's 2 for $5.
You told me you had 2 for $5.
What? For $5 of what?
They sue us for like advertising wrongly.
2 for $5. Just give me 2 of whatever $5 is.
I'll take all 5 of the 2s.
Speaking of 5 of 2s, it's like, what? I was in Red Robinson having some unlimited fries and a burger.
Oh,
and,
wait, what?
Yeah.
Swear?
And, yeah.
So you have to swear that? Like, it's so unimaginable that you would never get so not feasible. Like,
dude, it's been a while. But
it has been a while. I want one. So I want some fries, bottomless fries so bad. Like, I love Red Robin.
I love those fries.
You know what? They need to be giving us, like, stuff left and right. But go ahead. Everyone's so you like, had it?
You guys are advertising everyone. They got something. Yep.
You go to Red Robin, they're like, Good Liquor Cheap Beer is the best podcast around. It's like they advertise for us,
just
too.
Just blasting it through the speakers all day.
They're, oh. Amazing. Like that one.
But yeah, dude. So I was there, and I was watching the TV, and I saw something, and I was like, what the fuck? And it was talking about Draymond Green being suspended one game.
Oh, dude. I'm glad you brought that up.
An altercation with Kevin Durant?
Yeah.
What the fuck? What happened?
I don't know, dude. I'm going to be completely honest. Like, that caught me off guard. And I'm a fucking hoops head. Like, yeah. I'm a basketball, like, fan, and I read, like, the sheets. Imagine I read all the rumors, the news and the rumors, and
I take them.
I make them.
You read sheets?
You take the sheets.
Got it.
I got it.
Ooh, nah, but what happens? So you read the snaps.
He poops. That's what you're trying to say. He's a pooper. He's a pooper.
Pooper.
We got a pooper. what I was going to say was that caught me completely off guard. Completely off guard. I did not know there was tension within the Warriors roster, dude. That opens up a lot of possibilities for a lot of teams. That is the first thing. Did we talk about this last time?
I said it.
What did you say?
I just said it's like unsustainable to keep that fucking team together.
Dude, you
did.
You've been calling some shit. And you're first place in the fantasy league. So, you know what? You got some clout here, dude. Money wise,
and people just fucking get tired of each other.
This guy knows what he's talking about. Like, he's in first place.
Certain people have pleasantries for so long.
Okay.
And then you just get over it. And
yeah.
Then there's always new players that are coming in, old players leaving. There's always a new dynamic.
That's so true.
It's just human shit.
And like, dude, it's so
literally
crazy how.
Human feces. No. Before,
it's just human poop. Everything can get broken down into human poop.
Hey, this is officially the poop episode.
So are you talking chili, I talking human poop.
Synonymous.
Did you say this is now the human poop episode? Is that what you said?
Dude, so,
God damn. So, I didn't think we could get any worse. We find new creative ways of getting worse and worse and worse. It's so good.
Bottom of the barrel.
Bottom of the barrel entertainment.
So that was one thing that caught me off guard.
Which means it's
today.
The best, motherfucker.
Real quick, my bad. Yeah. I didn't mean to continue because I was going to say something
Love
else
you guys.
About Katie. But so what were you saying?
I'm sorry. Man, yeah, I'm sorry. The producer hates us. So go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Go ahead. Let me know.
No. You were saying that you read all the sheets, take sheets.
You clearly take all the sheets.
You say that you read somewhere that there was chemistry problems, right?
No, dude. So I haven't. Like I never came across that.
You're just presuming.
No. Well, so you brought that up. So you're being very presumptuous. Is what you're saying. You have a bad trait about.
So you have no foundation, no source.
You're just presuming. You're assuming pretty much too. Is what you're saying. This is what you come with, huh? So no, like I didn't know that at all, dude. Like when you brought it up last time, I didn't even like, dude. I didn't even take it like it was like really that serious. I was just like. I took it serious. Hot take. I took it serious where I was like, you know, you got a good point, but I didn't think that was reality, dude. I didn't think that was real. And dude, he got suspended.
Again.
Draymond got suspended internally. For a game because of the way he was speaking to Kevin Durant.
So what do you think? I was thinking, I'm like...
Tell me. Ask me the question.
Are they coddling KD?
Ask me all of the questions.
I wonder if it's like a prima donna situation.
Wait, NBA? NBA's coddling him or the Warriors?
No, the Warriors. Because the Warriors are the ones that suspended him, right? Something internal?
No. Wait, I thought it was an NBA thing.
I have no fucking clue. So if was it an NBA
I don't think they would just return. Because like, I don't think they're just going to suspend. Let me look it up real quick.
Yeah.
Let me see.
But,
let me see.
So in my assumption, I was going to say that I assumed that it was the team that was suspending him a game. So okay. I don't know. Maybe that's stupid. But like I thought it was just them saying, no, fuck you. You're not playing for a game because this is how you handled KD.
Yeah.
So that's why I was thinking, I'm like, fuck, I really wonder how it happened. Because immediately I started thinking about Draymond Green, and obviously he's got a yapper on him. But yeah, that's crazy, man. So you know what else is crazy?
What else is crazy?
I saw Marcellus Wiley Instagram on accident, and he had a picture of KD on accident. Oh, why did I have to say that?
No way.
It was kind of accident because it was Explore page. But anyway, KD in a Clippers jersey.
Oh, man, I thought you were going to say that. I was like, to the Clippers? No way.
What the fuck is that?
That's some... Bullshit, man. I was like hesitant to say it. I don't know, man. I if he's gonna go somewhere, I don't know if it's gonna be the Clippers. I mean he could, I guess.
So where should he go?
Shit. If you're going to tell me, man, you should come to the Lakers, dude.
Lake show all day, which is
dude, why wouldn't he come to the Lakers? If he can, dude, if he comes to the Lakers, I'll tell you this. If he comes to the Lakers and they win a championship that 1 year.
It was worth it.
It was worth it.
Yeah.
And he could dip and go one somewhere. Dude, he's so good.
Yeah.
He's still super young.
KD.
He's still young. He's taking the – remember what I told you last time on like one of the episodes? I think it was like episode 2 or 3. And like we stumbled upon really good stuff. Imagine really good stuff. And I was like telling you that the thing that LeBron did that he created, which was yo, I go where I want and I do whatever I want and I do 1 years and everything.
Right.
Dude, KD's doing that too now.
Right.
And people, I think like, yes, we realize it, but it's like – I don't think people are realizing what he's doing, what he has the ability to do, which is he can dip after this year, which is now he has 2 championships there.
Right.
It would be 3.
Yeah.
Wait.
If he gets one this year.
He won his second one last year.
He won his second one last year, yeah.
He's going to win a three-peat. They're going to have a three-peat. Potentially. It's got to happen first, right?
Right.
But they're going to win a three-peat, and then he's going to dip. And I'm going to tell you this. If he comes to the Lakers, they're going to win a championship next year.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that. They will win a fucking championship next year. If, quote, hot take.
I heard it here first.
Do you think other people would agree that they would win a championship next year? I don't know if everybody else would agree.
There's always going to be somebody yapping, saying, like, nah, bullshit. But I think it's really hard to not consider them front runners if that happens.
At that point, right?
Because that kind of starts to, you know, because it's like, oh, that kind of dismantles the current Warriors thing. But then you can say, oh, well, they didn't have him before and they won. Right. But that's the thing. Yes, that was then.
They lost to LeBron.
True. And this is now also. So teams are different. So, yeah, man, I think that a lot of people that are
basketball
fans and really know shit would have a hard time placing them anything less than second. Likely.
It would have to be like one. Well, the East is coming up, dude. I was going to talk to you about that too. I'm glad that we're talking about that right now. It's like, dude, the East is fucking coming up. Mm-hmm. And you know what? What if, dude, like I was thinking about it, man. Like LeBron came over here to the West and the West is pretty top heavy.
Shook shit up.
Like it super shook shit up. And it's like the East is really good. Well, there's some good teams on the East, which is I feel like they're deeper in the East, dude. Like I don't know why. Like I feel like they're deeper in the East. Like right?
You got
the Celtics.
Sixers are pretty.
You got the Sixers, dude. The Raptors are playing amazing.
The Bucks have always been pretty deep.
Yeah. Honestly, Raptors
have been playing amazing.
The Wizards have been playing like shit, but the Wizards are actually good too.
The Raptors always play well in the regular season.
Do they have Kawhi now?
Yeah, it's different.
They're playing amazing.
Yeah.
Like they're playing so good, and that's why. And Danny Green too. Danny Green's playing amazing.
Things in the East.
We got those four already.
Yeah, that's already four teams.
Okay, four teams right there already. Yeah. Okay.
Versus only being one or two.
Over here we got the Warriors, and that's really who I'm like really thinking about.
Yeah.
And maybe that's just Rockets because they stand out that much.
Last year, but now you know what? Now they're like a
You can't forget about them. I guess you can't forget about them.
They already automatically downgraded from last year.
Yeah, and you the Lakers are in the playoff picture right now. Yeah. I think they're eighth, right? They're eighth right now.
You know what? Last I checked was like 3 days ago. And they were like sixth, so I don't know.
What?
No, you're right. My bad.
I like that one.
Wishful thinking. You know, that's crazy though. You were saying about like the players, right? Like how LeBron created this thing and like now KD's doing it.
Oh yeah.
You know what's a trip? I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
Because what were we gonna say?
Oh no, is that like what LeBron invented, created and started doing that whole like taking control of where you go,
right.
Going for 1 year and then just going somewhere else. KD's doing that too, and he's younger than LeBron, so he has more time to do it and playing at a high level just like LeBron was, where other players can do that too. Like Paul George could do that if he wants, but he's not potentially winning a championship every stop along the way.
Right.
That's what LeBron and KD have a chance to do. I mean, that's what they're doing. And that's what I'm saying. Like if KD comes to the Lakers, he has a chance to one-up LeBron because he can come to the Lakers, they can win a championship next year, and then he could, like KD could dip and go win another championship maybe somewhere else. And LeBron probably isn't going to win another championship somewhere else after if he wins one here with the Lakers, because he's just a little bit older. But you know what? Maybe he will, because he could go to any team, sign as a veteran, and he'll fucking help them. Yeah, but I guess like as the main focal point piece is what I'm saying.
Right.
Like, cause you can be a journeyman and like go and help another team, but I don't know. That's just what I think.
Dude, it's crazy though. Like when you're talking about them having like power, right?
To change. Yeah, yeah. Now,
and they're taking it. At least if you're in that tier.
Yeah.
You know what's a trip though? Is like this is now just kind of they're not the I guess he is the first to kind of do it that way, right? In the NBA.
LeBron? But
that shit ain't...
Like, take control of his destiny and where he goes.
It's crazy to think, and that's why I think... I don't know if it was LeBron that said it or somebody else said it, but they're, like, telling their kids, it's like, no, kids, you need to be a baseball player. Because, shit, baseball players, you fucking super control, like... Whatever you want.
Yeah, and you have long contracts.
Long contracts, big guaranteed money. No maxes, pretty much.
Like, the injuries are pretty rare, too. Yeah. Like, you know, you pull things, like, but no contact injuries.
And you know what else?
Unless at the plate.
Something new just happened.
Which is what?
Kind of.
Well, let me know.
So, what's the worst league, right?
Let me know.
The worst league in many people's opinions. No, Dame Lily. The worst league in many people's opinions, and I think you and I as well. To be in would be what?
The NFL.
Right. Not for long. So
not for NFL, long league.
Just if you guys surprised.
Don't know, the NFL stands for not for long.
The NFL just got a little shaken up, a little surprise today. And that is the fact that Le'Veon Bell did not report to practice.
I am so glad I picked up Connor. I drafted Le'Veon, and I was like, my first year with Le'Veon, admired him for years, and I was like, fuck yeah, I got Le'Veon. Right. Doesn't report, picked up Connor, still good. We Gucci, man. I'm in first place, we good.
You were vigilant. But that was actually pretty significant, man. It's pretty significant because he left $14.5 million on the table, right? He didn't report to practice, so therefore he's not playing for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
And he's going to enter the free agent market next year, right?
Yes.
What's crazy about this shit is that, like, NFL players – or the NFL has a bad rap and justfully so or rightly so for the way they're – well, then you can blame it on the players' union for not being strong enough or whatever it is. I don't know. But the whole thing is like, you know, the whole thing about, like, non-guaranteed contracts. Even guaranteed contracts aren't fully guaranteed. There's only a portion.
Yeah.
You know, and then you got to be a superstar for those.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and it's just, like, fucking crazy because there's so many people on an NFL team that the people at the very end of the bench are fucking, like, shit for luck completely.
Oh,
and then
everyone
else, even if you're a star, get an injury, shit.
Oh, yeah.
You're fucking done.
It's just, so, what are you doing for me right now?
Right.
That's
so,
it.
Right now. Exactly. Not even lately.
No. What are you doing for me right now?
So,
and what can you do for me in the future? See, and as soon as that potential to do good for me in the future is gone, you're almost not good to me anymore at all.
Yeah.
Because you're not, you're an investment. Potential. It's an investment. Yeah. That's all it is.
Like, it can't even be like the tail end of potential. It's got to be like rising.
Because at that point, I'm using you as a piece to move you. And that's any sport. That's not the just true. NFL, but yes,
but it was so significant because for the first time, you know, there since the what I think it was in the 90s, they had the collective bargaining agreement, the last where they basically added this whole idea of the franchise tag.
Yeah,
right. So the fucking fucked up thing, I mean, you could say it's fucked up or you could be like, well, why are you whining? You're making millions of dollars in that shit, right?
yeah
but the franchise tag, right, where the fucking team can say, nope, we're not going to give you the contract you want, but we're going to claim you as a franchise player. We give you 1 year at whatever the rate is set at by the collective bargaining agreement. So it's, and you can do it for 3 years max in a row.
That's right.
So this was his third year because they already did that for him to 2 years. They did that already to him. And everyone was like, there's only two options. It's like fucking you either fucking accept the franchise tag or you can just get like fucked or whatever. Right?
This is for Le'Veon, right?
Yeah.
So yeah.
It was just like, it was expected for him to go one of two ways. Well, he was like the first one, I think, either in a while or just ever.
To just not like, report.
I'm just, fuck you. Like, I'm going to make more next year. It's a big gamble.
It's a huge gamble.
But there were, fuck.
Especially just, when we go in the front.
No, go ahead.
No, you good. You good.
No, so I was just going to say, that's pretty crazy.
The phone. Oh. Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
That
the NFL, they want to hear your beautiful voice, man. There it is. There's the flavor. There he is.
The booger flavor.
He's back. he's back.
Toast the booger flavor.
Back with the boogers.
But yeah, man, so that was pretty cool to read, to like just see about that's happening.
Because, that impressed you, huh?
Because I was like.
The balls it took to do that.
That's balls. You know, and hopefully, who knows? Maybe that starts a thing. My whole point was the thing that you brought up
about LeBron. Of people just not reporting anymore?
Yeah, the thing about you bringing up a LeBron doing new because he had the power to.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if Le'Veon Bell's on that level in the NFL league, in the NFL, but that's pretty crazy. That's ballsy. And who knows what this leads to, like, later
totally,
on
right? With other players. I wonder what's going to happen, man, because he's still super valuable. This is the difference about what he's doing, too. Well, actually, no, we know LeBron is that valuable, too. But I'm saying it's different because not every player, obviously, in the NFL could do what Le'Veon's doing, which is even have a chance to think he's going to win that gamble.
Right.
Because of how good he is. So it's interesting to see how the powers that be respond to that move. Because are they going to not reward him with, like, offers? Is it going to be, like, a kind of a colluded, like, a collusion thing with, like, a decision to make sure we keep his market value at a certain point?
Damn,
and we determine the market. Like, we don't let him determine the market. Now, if we're colluding to talk about, this is the NFL owners.
Yep.
And if we're colluding to, we set the bar here.
Yeah.
We don't let him do that. We can stop any type of revolution happening.
And it's the only job that you could do that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
it's crazy. Where these
employers control that shit like that.
Yup.
So that is a very good point. I didn't even think about that, about the fact that, because I'm already thinking like, oh, it's a win, but you're right.
It hasn't been a win yet.
They can totally conspire.
Who's in? Yeah,
work
who's
against
there?
All the players, like,
if
that.
They want to, but I don't know if that's collusion. Like, the players union is going to be like
not hiring Colin Kaepernick, who is not.
Oh,
collusion,
that's very
technically.
Well, that's not collusion, but the players union can definitely speak on this one. Well, shit, they should speak on the other one too, right? Like, and rep him. Like, do they speak? The players union say anything about the Kaepernick situation? Like, do they stand by him?
I don't believe they said anything officially.
It's so crazy.
Don't quote me on that.
Yeah. So it's like it's very curious. I'm very curious to see what happens and what transpires.
Yeah,
because
this one's
a unique situation.
That's a whole other possibility. I was already thinking, like, either he's gonna have to, like, be like, they're gonna be like, well, we'll give you this for a year, and you got to prove yourself again. But he's hoping he gets a nice fatty.
Yeah.
A nice fatty like Todd Gurley.
I love fatties.
A nice fatty like Todd Gurley.
Well, wait, what type fatties we talking about? Oh, no. Todd Gurley.
Well, Todd Gurley on the Rams.
The Rams,
man. He got a nice fatty contract, so he's hoping he gets that. But speaking of the Rams.
Yo, the Rams be killing it.
Woo!
And they be canceling. They be canceling things too.
Yeah.
Trips.
Well, it's not their fault. The NFL ruled that
shit.
Yeah,
it is the NFL.
But Estadio Azteca.
What was the reason, dude?
I was reading something about they had to resod or re-put like the fucking grass.
The first thing I looked was the weather up, and I was like, there's no bad weather. Like,
no,
what's
and
going
it's
on?
All patchy and looks all fucked up. Like, they were saying something, and it needs like 5 more days to like set. So the NFL was like, well, fuck that, you know? But what's crazy about that, yeah, so the Rams now get another home game, which is awesome. Because it's fucking amazingly significant because the two of the 9-1 teams, man, versus the Chiefs.
Yeah, no, that's gonna be good, man. And that's why I was looking forward to that game. I actually had circled that like on the schedule and I was looking forward to it because it was gonna be in Mexico.
Yeah.
And it's
that
such
was
a big game.
A big thing, right?
It's already a big
but
game.
But now it's a 2-9-1
team. Oh,
teams.
For that's sure. That's ridiculous.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And
like,
the Rams get to play in the Coliseum.
Is that what's happening now?
Yeah, they get to play in the Coliseum now.
So that's man, this is great.
Favor,
working into my fantasy team's favor because I have the defense for the Rams as well. So we hit 60 minutes. Imagine 60 minutes
maybe.
We have hit.
Yeah.
And here we are. We got 3 minutes left on the podcast. The producer's already telling us to bring it home. But what did we have any topics we want to run down at the end real quick?
I was pretty much just going to lead into that. Like, I hope the Rams kick ass. Even though Andy Reid is an LA guy.
Andy Reid.
And I was, you know.
The comedian from Conan.
No, that's fucking Andy Richter,
I'm just
bro.
Kidding, dude.
No.
That's the coach from like the Eagles, right?
No,
the past coach from the Eagles, Andy Reid?
No, he was in American Pie. Oh, wait, that's terrible.
You got me again.
That's
I was
terrible.
Like, wait, what? Like, I never got you the first
you,
time.
You know what's funny?
You're the one that said it was Andy from SNL. Andy from SNL?
Oh,
now the office now, too. Millions of Andy.
Keep them coming.
Tons of guns.
You know what's funny?
Tons of guns.
I did not know that he was an LA guy. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. He's too fat to be an LA guy.
Wow, did you just call him a walrus? That's fucked up, bro.
No, I didn't.
No, you know what's funny?
No, I didn't. That was funny.
I read the little thing in the LA Times too about him, and he was say that he was quoted.
It's all good. I'm fat for life. I'm all gravy.
Fat for life.
Fat for life. Dude, who used to say that?
We did.
Don't you remember?
We made a pact, blood brothers.
We made a pact that we'd be fat for life.
But dude,
please don't betray me.
He gets frozen Tommy's patties delivered to him in Kansas City.
Wait. Bring this back here. You had made fun of me because I made fun of him for being a little overweight. Imagine that. I was like, no, you didn't. You called him fucking fat.
You called him a walrus.
Imagine. You did it, man.
I am the walrus.
So he gets frozen patties, frozen fatties.
Frozen Tommy burgers got shipped to him in KC.
Oh, Kansas City, shit, bro. Man.
You know what?
I need to get some frozen pizzas from New York pizzas.
What's that, Delia's or what is it called? No, not Delia's.
I need to get some fucking Celeste! New York pizzas.
Dear Mama Celeste.
So you're you thought I just wanted New York. Wait.
you thought I just wanted
frozen pizza as a general.
Dude,
I want frozen New York pizzas sent to me so then I could thaw them out and eat them while I'm here in California.
We'll go get some. They're 99 cents. No, but dude.
Swear.
Yeah, maybe.
Let's go get some now.
He got interviewed and they asked him about the chili.
They asked him about the chili dogs.
They asked him about the Tommies and they're like, he said, I love those things. Keeps you moved up.
I swear to God.
Said, I love those things, keeps you lubed up. So I thought that shit was fucking hilarious. I was at Red Robin, I spit out my beer, except I snorted it back into my nostrils.
I spit out veneers.
That's a waste. Spit out veneers. The last thing, I don't know what else you want to say before we
went over the hour mark.
I don't give a fuck, producer.
The producer's mad.
I don't give a fuck.
We're pretty much going to be punished Saturday, next time. He said, I'm taking 5 minutes out for every minute to go.
This Saturday, which is November the 18th? 17th? Saturday, USC game. The big game.
Oh, versus UCLA.
USC-UCLA game.
UCLA.
And it's going to be dope. USC's 5-5. UCLA's 2-8.
Spaghetti-o.
Actually, the USC guy, the coach, is the one that's kind of under fire, supposedly. So that's this Saturday at the Rose Bowl. So tune in, anyone who's into that rivalry, which is one of the dopest rivalries.
Yeah, for sure.
Football.
Imagine, I guess if you're into it, one of the biggest rivalries
kind
of all.
Teams right now. But anyway.
Spaghetti-o.
Thank you, Mangs. You want to take him out?
We did it, Mangs. I'll take him out for a date, man. You want to take him out real quick? I will take him out. We are good. My name is Joel.
My name is Scenario.
This is Good Liquor Cheap Beer.
Good.
Episode 11. Thank you for joining us. We are going to sign off because we have worn out our welcome since episode 1 started. Imagine, and we're in episode 11. We're getting kicked out. Producers telling us to go out. Instagram.com/goodliquorcheapbeer at goodliquorcheapbeer, just everywhere in general.
Right.
Listen to all the episodes,
Apple
YouTube,
Music,
all that. Facebook,
Spotify.
Add us. If you want to watch the live feed, then add us on Facebook, add us on Instagram, and it'll pop up, and you can see what's going on. Instagram.com/whoisjoel, Instagram.com/scenario,
C-E-N-A-R-I-O.
That's right. And www.com/thescenario.com, whoisjoel.com. Hey, everybody, have a good one. Tune in next week. Good Liquor Cheap Beer episode 12 coming at your ass.
Beer.
Peace out, everybody. See you later.
Peace.
Ada.